All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. USA Abbey Girl is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. 23, Justin Blake is on. Agravane is on. JD Joy is on. Wait Away is on. Forger for Life is on. Johnny F62 is on. JGCK is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let me see. Robin Aroni is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Mike Griffith is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Gritter Dunn is on. Salty Gonads is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Let me see here. Sexy Pony is on. Mobetta Owana is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see. D9597 is on. N Johns is on. Let me see. K4 VMS is on. Release the Hog is on. Let me see here. Milwaukee James is on. 50925 McDonald is on. General Plowman is on. Steph Toms is on. TJT1 is on. Granite2468 is on. Those Jesus People is on. B Haven is on. Charlie340 is on. Let me see. The Great T1AU is on. A Volvo 960 is on. Ever Eden is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Volvo 960 is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Conservative Waffle is on. Scrolling down. Barn Evil is on. Patrina C is on. Producer Aaron is on. Trev McGroin is on. Let me see. Anybody I missed here? Scrolling down. Okay, I think I said, I don't know if I did. K4 VMS is on. Not sure if I said that one or not. Sheila K is on. Let me grab one or two more. Patriot of the North is on. Let me grab one more here. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So now, Ilhan Omar is in the figurative, don't worry anybody, any censors out there, figurative crosshairs of the Trump administration. Now, really, when it comes down to all these things, whether it's Ilhan Omar, it really is indisputable what she's done. Would everybody agree? And now it's getting worse because was she ever a legal immigrant? Because what she's been accused of is that she married her brother to allow her brother to immigrate in the United States illegally. Aaron, give it to me.
Illegally.
Illegally. Well, now it turns out, and I'll get, I'm jumping ahead of myself because the first video I have doesn't have anything to do with this. It may have a little bit to do with it. But what's turned out to be the case is that she actually changed her own date of birth. Oh. Now, why would she do that? Because if you are a minor, her father, who allegedly legally immigrated into the country as not as a refugee, but as a man fleeing justice out of Somalia. But anyway, she always claims to be a refugee, but really what she is part of a basically royal family who committed mass crimes in Somalia and then fled justice. That's who she is. And she continues to commit crimes because that's who she is. She is a criminal, an absolute criminal. But anyway, so in order for her to be legal, she had to have come in as a minor under her father. Well, it turns out that she wasn't. And she changed her own DOB. This is all indisputable, by the way. It's just like Letitia James. It's just like Adam Schiff. It's just like Eric Swalwell. There's no way that they didn't commit mortgage fraud. Of Swalwell's, well, I haven't looked into as deep, but Schiff and Letitia James, especially, is a 30-year record of committing mortgage fraud. And now she's been caught on text messages saying to her accountant, don't put it down that way. It looks suspicious. You mean the way that you did it over the previous 2.5 decades? And now suddenly when Trump comes into office, she wants her documentation changed. And don't put that down as a secondary residence because actually it's not a secondary residence. It's a rental property. Don't put it down as a primary residence when it's not, whatever it was. Don't do those things because now that will appear suspicious. All of these things are actually indisputable. Ilhan Omar did in fact marry her brother. That is it. And why has she not been prosecuted? Well, you know, as we were watching, I couldn't believe Aaron actually remembered because he was like, I don't even know if you were born when Ross Perot ran for president.
No,
I wasn't. Yeah, no, you weren't because it was 1992.
Yeah.
So Anyway, I remember when Ross Perot ran for president because that was my first year at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. I was 23. So when he ran for president, and I'm like, I had no interest in him because I was a dyed-in-the-wall Republican. I thought he was just an obstruction. But I sit there and I go, oh, my gosh. And he blew it himself. Ross Perot blew himself by withdrawing from the campaign and then went back in and basically just elected Billy Clinton by bringing in. And he got like 9% of the vote. But he was had way more than that at one point. It was huge. And then he withdrew. I think it was like death threats or something, whatever his deal was, withdrew. And then came back in and totally blew up his own race. But anyway, but his ideas were great. And who was he standing across at the time? Former CIA director George Herbert Walker Bush. And you know, boy, would I ever just kill to have somebody like Ross Perot as president. You know, someone like Ron Paul, someone like that being president. Somebody outside of all of this, because that's why Ilhan Omar never gets prosecuted. Because she's not going to be prosecuted by her own. You're like, what do you mean by her own? Mike Johnson hates Ilhan Omar. Do you really still believe that? Do you really still believe that Republicans want to put Democrats in prison? Because if they did, they would all already be in prison. Because all of this is indisputable. Tom, aren't you a dyed-in-the-wall Republican? Yes, to the platform, but not to the political party. So, I mean, and that may sound like I'm splitting hairs. It's not. I believe in the Republican platform because it's a conservative, pro-life, non-communist platform, but they certainly don't legislate like that. Hence the reason why we're $37 trillion in debt, no matter who's in power. And by the way, I just want you to know, we just had the worst debted October in the history of the United States. Oh, that can't be, as Aaron would say. Aren't you glad we won? This is the worst October of debt and deficit spending we've ever had 10 months into the Trump administration. That can't be. Yes, it can. Because we're continuing to spend at Biden levels. That's why you never see the prosecutions. Do I believe that Trump is different? I still believe that Trump is different. But he's surrounded by people who are actually on Ilhan Omar's side. That's why she never gets prosecuted. I mean, do we really think that Bongino and Patel are going to go after her? Do we really believe it? I mean, do we really believe that Pam Bondi is? I mean, these are all institutional. Yes, we all thought that Bongino was out of the realm of institutional Republicanism, you know, establishment Republicanism, whatever you want to call it. We all thought that, right? And we by the way, I played the videos. Enter Sandman for Cash Patel. I mean, now he looks like a deer in the headlights. He actually looks like a guy in the middle of a proctological exam with his eyes just extra bugged out everywhere he goes. Like he's completely out of his element. Why? I don't know. Is he honeypotted? I have absolutely no idea. He's extorted. I have no idea what's going on with the guy. But this is why it never actually happens, because Ilhan Omar, once they all become part of establishment DC, institutionalized swampy DC, if one goes down, they all go down and they all lose their money. I mean, we all know Marjorie Taylor Greene. She just resigned from Congress to walk away with $22 million. Ilhan Omar is worth $30 million. How'd that happen? And you're like, well, what would Republicans have to do with that? Well, if they sabotage her, then it sabotages their own money-making, because Marjorie Taylor Greene's walking away with $22 million. How'd she walk away with $22 million? I mean, can anybody explain that to me? I know she's a trust fund baby to some extent, but she didn't worth no $22 million. Certainly wasn't when she came into Congress. She inherited a construction business. I don't think it was worth $22 million. And we've seen on both sides of the aisle, more so Democrat than Republican, but definitely definitively on both sides of the aisle, these people profiting off of you know, the various areas of the government of which they are the ones who are overseeing. So, I mean, that's why you never actually see something happening. Now, with Trump is outside of establishment D.C., is a multi-billionaire outside of D.C., so he is our hope. He is the hope of actually prosecuting someone like Ilhan Omar, because nobody inside of D.C., even the ones that appear to be so prosecutorial, they appear. Remember old Trey Gowdy? Remember old Trey? Ugh. Remember how Aaron's groaning and moaning, but I thought he was great. I thought he was great. Aaron thought it was great too.
Yeah.
Well, how great was he? Nothing. He actually accomplished nothing but blowing hard. He was a blowhard. That's all he did, was blow hard every day. That's all that he did. It's all he was just a giant blowhard. He had great sound bites and actually never accomplished anything. And it's the exact same thing with Lindsey Graham. It's the exact same thing with numerous others that we've seen. We're like, oh my gosh, they say such great things, but they never actually do anything. Now, I believe right now, I'm not black-pilled. I'm not white-pilled. I still believe that Ilhan Omar could be prosecuted. Now, again, the indictments have been dropped on Schiff and Letitia James because they said that Lindsay Halligan, the U.S. attorney, was not properly appointed. That does not mean they're not going to reappoint a grand jury and indict them again, which they will do. They are going to be indicted. By the way, they're guilty of sin. They are guilty. There is no way. If you live in California and you put D.C. down, in order for you to qualify as the senator or governor out of the state of New York and California, respectively, in order for you to qualify as, you know, in those, for those positions or even run for those positions, your primary residence has to be in that state. Well, both of them claim to have a primary residence elsewhere. Adam Schiff claims his primary residence in Maryland. And Letitia James in Virginia, disqualifying them to run. And Swallowswell is exactly the same way. His primary residence is in Washington, D.C. area. So they don't even qualify to run for the offices of which they hold. And they say, well, no, well, then our primary residence are actually in the states of which we hold office. Well, then they've committed multiple felonies. Which, of course, they did. But anyway, so let's dive deep into Ilhan Omar. 3 minute and 11 second video here. At Chicago One Ray video. Bigamy, tax evasion, and immigration fraud. All owned by Ilhan Omar. Play for me.
Minnesota Democrats, media, and the Department of Justice have continually ignored strong evidence supporting the fact that Ilhan Omar may be directly involved in tax, marriage, and immigration fraud.
In 2002, Omar married Ahmed Hirsi in a religious ceremony. Hirsi is the father of Omar's three children and is pictured often with Omar and their children on their campaign website.
In 2016, Minnesota journalist Scott Johnson received a tip about a post from a Somali community website containing marriage certificates alleging Omar married her brother, Elmi, in February 2009. In order for him to immigrate to the U.S. legally, despite the facts she'd been married to the father of her children, Hirsi, over a decade.
This clearly proved that any such second marriage might be bigamous under Minnesota law, as well as fraudulent.
Later in August 2016, further investigations into legal documents and filings in Minnesota by journalist Priya Samsundar uncovered evidence supporting the allegation that Ilhan Omar married her brother, Ahmed Nursed Elmi, in 2009.
The 2009 marriage license to Elmi lists the same address as one filed for a Minnesota business 3 months later in May 2009 for a one-to-one cafe by Hirsi, the father of Omar's three children.
That means Ilhan Omar was living with both her real husband, Hirsi, while still married to her brother, Elmi.
Omar has continued to deny the allegations, dismissing them as baseless rumors and fake journalists on bigot blogs despite mounting evidence.
High school record evidence also support the claim that Elmi is indeed her brother and graduated in 2003 from Arlington Senior High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, with enrollment records that state he was born April 4th, 1985, the same birth date listed on Omar's 2009 marriage certificate to Elmi.
As troubling details mounted against Omar, members of the Somali community were threatened into silence through intimidation tactics and physical violence on themselves and their families still back in Somalia. In an obtained Facebook Live video from August 18, 2016, a woman identified as the associate chair of the Somali American Caucus speaks. And in translation, she states in plain terms that any Somali that talks about Omar's personal life, including marriage discrepancies, is an enemy of the Somali community. Credible sources in the Somali community have stepped forward and provided Alpha News with information in exchange for anonymity, along with members of the 2003 class have also identified Elmi's father as
Nursed Elmi Mohammed, the same man who calls himself father to Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, her dad had the same name as her brother that she married. Imagine that happy family. The brother that you're married to, you're living with the guy that you're actually married to. So you married your brother, and you're living with your husband. You're like, Tom, that makes no sense. Yeah, there's a double husband here. She's married to her brother husband. while living in the same house with her other husband with their three kids. That's who Ilhan Omar is. She married her brother, Ahmad Elmi, who has, he's using the same last name as her father's first name. And all of his records show exactly who he is. There is, this is, again, irrefutable, indisputable. She married her brother. Why is she not either deported, or why is she not in federal prison? Because Republicans are protecting her. Of course the Democrats are, but why is she not, why was she not prosecuted under the first Trump administration? Why is she not being prosecuted now? This is absolutely irrefutable. She was married to her brother, and she's done other things too, of which we'll show you in just a minute. It's absolutely irrefutable that she is not only here illegally, but then married her brother to allow him to be illegally imported into the United States. And here's the thing. This is all part of the Somali average 67 IQ culture. It's all part of, it's a criminal piracy culture. That is how that she is guilty of multiple schemes, crimes, and bribery. That's who she is. But anyway, oh, Aaron, let's go to that special. I just have to show you good news here. Let's go to the special election. So here's the big deal. Remember that Afton Ben, the woman who said that she hated Nashville and was running to for the congressional seat that represents Nashville? She hated the bars and the country music and the bachelorette. She hated all, it's on video. And it's so funny because Afton would come out afterwards and say, I don't hate Nashville. And then they would, everybody, including even leftist media, would play her the video of her saying she hates Nashville. And then she would say, those are political talking points. How are they political? I mean, that's what it means to be a Democrat. In 2025, listen, I don't have any love for the Republican Party either. But this is what, because Republicans are cowards, but Democrats are absolutely evil. When you're sitting there, you're being played your own tape. And you claim that those are right-wing political talking points. That's you saying that you hate your constituency. So she got her butt waxed tonight. Which is great. Breaking Decision HQ projects Matt Van Epps to win. What happened to all the blue wave talk? Oh, you mean when it's actually a jurisdiction, a district, where Republicans are supposed to win? We actually win easily. Oh, that's kind of weird. Is it because we've been told, remember? I mean, we've been told by Hakeem Jeffries over the last couple of months that, remember, because, you know, a month and a half ago or so, we lost the gubernatorial race in New Jersey. So it's a blue wave. You know, it's just a blue wave. And all the districts that Democrats always win, they won. So they claim that's a blue wave when they win the districts they've already won. Well, here's if you was really a blue wave, then Afton Ben would have won. But she didn't.
Yep.
She got waxed. It's over. That's the end of it. And by the way, this is really important because Marjorie Taylor Greene has decided to, you know, pick up her marbles and go home. Inexplicably, instead of serving out her term, she's worth $22 million. So why can't you just sit there and vote correctly for a year, Marjorie? You don't have to go on social media. You can just sit there for a year and do what you're supposed to do so that we don't lose another seat in the House. But at least we've gained this seat back because Aaron gave me the name. What was the name?
Mark Green
resigned to go into the public sector, which, by the way, why do you do that? Aren't you saying that you're going to serve? I mean, and then you just, why wouldn't you stay long enough to where it's a normal election, whatever it may be. And I guess, you know, there's some circumstances that could come up that people would have to do it. But Marjorie Taylor Greene's ridiculous. I told you, didn't I tell you? I think she's going to try to be a woman of the people. I think she's going to try to be on The View. Because she went on there and just licked everybody's boots and just kissed everybody's butt on The View. I'm like, what on earth am I watching? It's like watching a pastor of an evangelical church these days. I mean, they just go in and they say anything they have to say to try to win them to Jesus. But if you're saying anything you have to say to win them to Jesus, you're actually winning them to the devil because you've compromised the message. And that's exact Marjorie. I want all the harsh rhetoric to stop. The harsh rhetoric has to continue because it's accurate. I'm not saying you have to necessarily call people names, but you have to say, tell people the truth. It's the same thing if you're trying to win them to the Lord. In order to win them to the Lord, they have to acknowledge that they're a Romans 3:23 person, that they've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I don't want to tell them that they're a sinner because then they won't come to Jesus. Well, they can't come to Jesus unless they acknowledge the sin.
Yep.
So what are you winning them to when they're a non-repentant Christian? What you're winning them to is a Pharisaic cultism, and they're going to go to the exact same hell as the devil and his demons, believing that they're Christians. And by the way, that's most churches these days. It really is. It's a sad and pathetic state. But anyway, so back to Ilhan Omar. So I want to set up just a couple of things here. Just setting up the culture, and I just had to throw this video in. It was too good. Rob O'Neill, that's the guy who took out Osama bin Laden. He put out this nice little, this video here. It's just really good. And he just talks about the various characteristics of Muslims that he saw when he was overseas actually interacting with Muslims. Play it for me.
So when we were going after the lone survivor in Afghanistan, we pulled a guy out of the Shuryak Valley, a local Afghan, and showed him a picture, an aerial image of his village on an iPad. We might as well have just showed him the fucking face of Muhammad right there. His head was going to just blow off his shoulders, which isn't uncommon for some of those people with some of the shit they pull anyway. But never seen anything like it. It's like going back to the 10th century. Same mission. We were up on a mountain near the Korangal, and I saw a little girl that reminded me of my daughter. It was about 100 degrees outside, so I gave her a bottle of water to drink. She grabbed it, opened it, dumped the water out so she could play with the plastic, because I guess that's more entertaining. We rolled up two guys at the Spingar Hotel one time, and we knew they were bad, but we wanted to test our new listening devices out. So we put them in a room. Then we put the two dudes in a room with listening devices. And as we're leaving, we said, no talking. And they talked. And what they came up with, their brilliant scheme was, well, these Americans are definitely onto us so quick. You choke me to death, and then I'll choke you to death. Not sure that'll work. Interviewing guys for security spots in Jalalabad, too. I remember talking to a guy, had six brothers he was telling me about, knew his name, their names, but didn't know what the number six was. Doesn't know what time is, doesn't know what year it is, but that's, I'm sure it's normal too. Right across the river, the Korangal, or the Kunar River, I guess, I was awarded my first Silver Star in a gunfight. They don't come with a V device, a Silver Star. Just assumed you were in the shit. My first one was there. Might be my third Bronze Star in Assadabad, I think, was right there. I do know these people. Baku Bazi Thursday is fun. Taking down a target on a Thursday, usually a huge room, full of lovemaking, but there's no women. It's just men and boys in a huge vat of petroleum jelly with hairy man prints in it. Pretty gross. Don't worry. Because these are dudes that, since they were 5 years old, you know, they start putting the girls in burqas. They've never seen a female ever again. So I'm sure they're normal. Plus, I did ask one of my interpreters, because I'd heard all about it, if they actually have sex with all of their animals, like their donkeys and their goats. And he said, no, Mr. Rob, not the males. That would be disgusting. I guess he was right. So... the point I'm making, they're not going to kill you over coffee, but it's definitely, you do need to, you ever seen them try to do jumping jacks? Look at that. Yeah, Iraq or Afghanistan, but Afghanistan's about 10,000 years behind Iraq. But just check that stuff. I want to hear from veterans who have been to Afghanistan. Even if you haven't left the wire, you've seen it. But if you left the wire, you've definitely seen it. But the point I'm making, they might not kill you over coffee, but this is a completely different time zone. And by time zone, I mean the 9th century. Start bringing people with those that mentality. They come here to the great PX in the sky. They're going to do weird stuff. If you've been there, I want to hear from you. If you don't have a passport and have never been to Afghanistan or left the country, you can seriously go shut the fuck up. I don't really care.
That is actual interaction with the people that the Biden administration and the Democratic Party and the globalist left import into countries and let them loose on our women and our goats and our horses. And our cows, obviously, because, and oh, that's all just, you know, that's Islamophobic for you to say. Okay, do they or do they not have an animal rape problem in the UK? Yes or no? Ask any farmer in the UK whether you have a large amount of Pakistani low IQ inbred immigrants, and they are locking up all their farm animals because of that. I mean, there's mass homosexuality, man on boy homosexuality in the Islamic community, because it's flat out evil. It follows the exact same blueprint as every other evil religion that there's ever been. Mass rape, bestiality, and homosexuality. But they throw transgenders off of roofs and they kill homosexuals. That's because they're allowed to rape boys, but I guess they're not allowed to have sex with hairy butts.
Right.
Is that how it works? You know, I mean, that again, we need to go ahead and deal with honesty. These are 9th century people. Last night, I knew I should have brought that. The IQs from last night. I mean, I can get Aaron found the IQ from Somalia, but I could sum up all the other ones too. I mean, Saudi Arabia's average IQ is below retardation. This is a fact. There's no arguing with that. And all of them that we read, we probably did 20 countries last night, including Somalia. The average, remember, retardation is 70 IQ. The average IQ in America is 100. The average IQ in Canada, Joey, is 102.
Yay.
So there you go. So it beats America by 1 or 2 points. But the average IQ in all of these countries that Rob O'Neill is talking about is 70. That's really where it is, because it's between 60 and 80. These are retarded people being imported into the country and let loose, including Ilhan Omar. That's why she's perfectly fine with. You're like, she can talk, and she's obviously has some measure of intelligence. I'm not saying she operates at a 70 IQ, but she is malformed. She's a criminal. She was birthed and raised in abject criminality and low IQ inbred people. It's a fact. That's why she has no problem breaking the law. She has no problem habitually lying and committing fraud. And why is she not in federal prison? She married her brother to illegally import him, illegally allow him to immigrate into the country. That's a federal crime. And then you have this one. Julie Donut's video. Ilhan Omar is not a United States citizen because she lied on her DOB. When did she lie on her DOB? Anybody guess? 2019, 6 years ago, she fraudulently changed her DOB from 1981 to 1982 so that she would appear to be 17, so that when her father was still alive, so she was granted citizenship under sort of birthright, even though none of that even applies either. There's no way any of it applies, but allegedly you can derive citizenship from a parent who legally migrates here if you're a minor. But anyway, it's explained in the video. Play for me, guys.
Fans, AJ Kern here. I recently received a letter from the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services that I'd like to share with you in a moment. But first, a little background. In 2019, Ilhan Omar changed her birth year from 1981 to 1982 on her Minnesota State Legislative page, Wikipedia, and her U.S. Congressional page. You can watch a video explaining why on ajkern.com. You can also watch another video of my visit to the Minnesota Secretary of State's office, where I learned that they did not verify Ilhan Omar's citizenship. Now, last year, I learned that you may request records such as naturalization records on refugees who are deceased. Now, Ilhan Omar's father, Nur Omar Mohammed, did pass away in 2020. So I did submit a request to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the federal agency that processes and maintains naturalization records. Now, why would I want to do that? Well, Ilhan Omar claims that she obtained citizenship when she was 17 years old, meaning that she's claiming she derived citizenship through her father. How it works is an adult refugee, they apply for citizenship, they go through the process, and when they naturalize, their minor children derive citizenship through that parent. On the form that I sent, I included the name her father used when he lived in Somalia. I also included a news article with a photo of her with her father. And this news article did verify that he did pass away in 2020. Whoever conducted the record search, they knew exactly whose records I was seeking. So it took a whole year. I did receive the letter on June 20th, and ironically, June 20th is World Refugee Day. Interesting. Your index search request was received in this office on June 27, 2022, regarding Nur Omar Mohammed. Yada, yada, we completed a thorough search for records. Unfortunately, we found no matching index reference. Our search included all variations of the subject's name, including Nur Saeed Elmi Mohammed, with the same results. There's no records. You can see the letter on ajkern.com. And I want to be clear about this. The federal agency which processes and maintains naturalization records, they have no index record. Index reference. There's no record. He never naturalized. So it's impossible for Ilhan Omar to have derived citizenship through her father. It looks like Ilhan Omar is not a citizen. She just didn't count on the fact that someone might request her father's records. So it looks like Ilhan Omar has committed voter fraud and may have perjured herself when she ran for Congress.
Holy freaking crap! Is there a part of that that I missed when I watched it originally? I thought her dad was, in fact, a naturalized citizen. And there's no records. He was never... Now, remember, this is how it works. If you come in and you become a naturalized citizen, in other words, you legally give it to me, Aaron.
Legally.
Immigrate into the United States of America, and you have minor children, they automatically, quote, unquote, derive citizenship from you, which is absolute crap, but that is the way that people treat the law. So she's claiming, Ilhan Omar, that her father became a citizen before she became an adult. Therefore, she would be able to use his citizenship to automatically qualify to become a citizen, which is why she changed her DOB, or date of birth, 6 years ago. I mean, she is in her 50s, I think. 40s or 50s. She's got grown children. Of course, she's probably popping out. She was 12. But anyway, so I mean, I don't know how old she is. But we'll never know because she changed her... On all of her pages, she changed her date of birth. Why is this woman walking around free? And why is she walking around? She's 44 and just found out. We don't even know that for sure, though. How would we ever verify? How would you be able to verify it?
Well, I put it to 81 instead of 82.
Right. I mean, but I'm just saying. I mean, yeah. How would we really even know? How would we know how old the woman
True.
Is?
Yeah.
So anyway, there's no records of her dad. So in order for her to be a citizen, her dad would have had to have been a citizen. I mean, in order for her scheme to work correctly, her dad would have had to be a citizen before she turned 18, and she would automatically derive her citizenship from him. That is what she has told the world. A, her dad was never a citizen, so she could never derive citizenship from him. So there's no way she's a citizen. And even if her dad was somehow proven to be a citizen, she did not derive citizenship from him because she was an adult prior to him becoming a citizen. So she could not have derived her citizenship from him. So there's no way on earth she's a citizen. But yet she's a congresswoman. And in the state of Minnesota, under tampon cuckboy Waltz, never checked and verified her own citizenship to run for the congressional seat. I mean, that is a very much akin to, I'm going to hire you as a cop, and I'm not going to see that, I'm not going to even check your criminal record. I'm going to give you access to a gun and a badge, and I'm never going to check your criminal record. I mean, does everybody realize things may have changed to some extent, but they haven't changed to some great extent. Does anybody know, I mean, just what it takes to be a local cop? You actually go through a literal proctological exam. You do, because you have to get a full physical. But you go through, in every essence of the word, a full mental, psychological, emotional, proctological exam to be a cop. But yet, you want to run for Congress and be worth now $30 million off of corrupt deals. They don't even check to verify your citizenship. So there's no way she's a citizen now. Now we've proved that there's no way she's a citizen. But yet she's still in Congress and claiming this is all right-wing propaganda. Can anybody explain to me how it's right-wing propaganda that she changed her own date of birth? If you're a Democrat, tell me that. I would love to tell me how she's a citizen when she derived her citizenship from her father, who was never a citizen. Can you explain that to me, Democrats? Please, please, get on the chat. Please log on. You don't even have to follow me on Rumble. Everybody else, follow me on Rumble. Follow me on Twitter, please. Go on Rumble, and please just tell me how in the world she could possibly be a citizen. And tell me the virtue of changing your date of birth 6 years ago. 6 years ago, she was 38. She's a 38-year-old woman, changes her date of birth. Aaron, you ever change your date of birth?
Never.
Joe?
No.
Okay, me neither. I've never changed my date of birth either. Ever in life, never. It's been 9-8-68 since 9-8-68. But Ilhan Omar can just change hers. So anyway, that's Ilhan Omar. I had to throw this in here. I'm throwing in some psychological stuff tonight. Just stuff to just justify where we all stand on the absolute blasphemy and heresy of the Islamic religion. Mark Lewis video. We're going to play these right in a row, guys. Run 1-2.
Got it.
Mark Lewis video and then Wall Street Apes video. And this just explains, the titles are She's a Feminist Muslim, and the next one is Jared Taylor Gives an Immigrant a Reality Check. Play for me.
As you know, I am a woman of color.
Yes.
Yes. I am the daughter of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
I am a feminist. I am a lefty liberal.
I wouldn't have ever guessed.
I see your face.
That.
And what I want to ask you mm-hmm. is, am I your enemy?
You're not subjectively my enemy,
But what you are promoting will lead to the disappearance of my people and my culture. And I will tell you this. It annoys me tremendously when I'm told by some immigrant or a child of immigrants that the only reason my country is worthwhile is because people like them have come here. It's as if to say, my ancestors built a dung heap, and I don't doubt your goodwill, but your goodwill is objectively going to lead to the oblivion of my people. I'm sorry, there is no other way to see it.
What you're saying is, somehow, whites were about to choke to death on their own homogeneity when people like yourself kindly arrived in diversity and saved us from ourselves. No, we built a wonderful country that your ancestors could not have been. That is why people like you come here. And the more you come in larger numbers, you will change the country my ancestors built into something else. And it is completely normal for me to wish to oppose that.
Mr. Taylor, I've taken enough of your time.
So, again, it's not for me. It's not about race. It's not about any of these things. It really isn't. What it is for me is what's factual. Okay, if you are moving to my country and I have no interest in moving to yours, that obviously means that mine is superior to yours. But yet you come as if you're blessing me. And you're coming as if we need to be changed into the dung heap that you didn't see fit to live in. So can you explain that to me? As a Democrat, if you happen to be dumb enough to be a Democrat and you're watching this podcast right now, please find a way to send me a message. You can go right on the Rumble Rant right now and send me a message. Explain to me how it's virtuous to import people into this country who are attacking this country, who consider the Constitution to be worthless, who consider their country that they're immigrating from to be better than the country they're immigrating to, which makes no sense whatsoever, but is a Democratic Party characteristic, because you have all of these people who left California because of their taxation and regulation, moved to Austin, and then voted in the same policies in Austin, Texas, that they left in Los Angeles, California. You know what that is? Stupid human beings. It sounds like low IQ Muslims, doesn't it? And what you have to do is actually look at the histories of these countries, shall we? I want everybody to name all of the great inventions coming out of Africa. Good. Please? Okay. Let's not pick on Africa. Saudi Arabia. Okay. No, can't think of one there. Turkey. Iraq. Iran. Name them, please. No. Name the great humans. I would love, please just name the great humans coming out of Zimbabwe. Somalia. Please just name, show me the great grand architecture of Ghana. Aaron said this, when we were building the Sistine Chapel, everybody in Africa was in a mud hut.
Yep.
I'm getting it, white, black. I don't care about white, black. That's just simply what's factual. And people just need to acknowledge the greatness of Western culture in comparison to every other culture. You could compare it to Chinese culture because it's not white, black. It really isn't. Because the Chinese, you have the Great Wall of China. There's actually infrastructural proof of great civilization. Where's that? In the Zulu Nation. can we all just be honest here? Can we all just talk honestly? For a moment, and it's not white, black, because I'm not naming just black nations. I'm talking about Muslim nations. Where is the great Muslim empire of 2025? There's never has been one. And I'm talking about within the last several hundred years, nothing. There's been nothing. You had the British Empire. Now you have the American Empire. You had other minor empires, all from Western cultures, because they had ships and guns and were going up against spears and bows and arrows. That's just the way that it is. That's what's actually true. So you get these people who are like Ilhan Omar, who are living in a actual human feces filled dung heap, and then run from that because they're actually running from justice because her family's a criminal, are all criminals. And so she, and then she goes and hides in the United States, commits mass immigration fraud on multiple levels, and then trashes the United States as if our country's lesser than hers when she's running to our country to live in it. It's kind of weird how that works, isn't it? I mean, it's weird. And I love how Jared Taylor frames that. We were going to choke on our own homogeneity until you came and rescued us. Rescued us with what? Your mud huts? Thank you so much for no art, no culture, no architectural, no music, no medicine, no science, nothing. Thank you so much for the massive virtue that you brought into our culture. What did you bring into our culture? The five times a day of Muslim call to prayer. That's all you brought in. Thank you so much for the most annoying sound I've ever heard in my life. That's all that you brought. And you stink. You never take a freaking bath. And you're having sex with animals. If we can keep you off of our women. That's got, again, nothing to do with race. It has to do with where you came from. The way that it is. All right, let me show you this. Closing out on Ilhan Omar, 0 hour video. Here she is. This is what she does all day long. Play for me.
Of course, this is the fun part of the job, right?
I was just calling with some good news. We were able to secure the $500,000 for the Afghan Center.
Wow, that's so exciting.
It really is. We
oh my goodness, it was good news. We need more good news.
I was calling to share some good news. We were able to pass some funding bills, and we were able to get that $1 million for Kathy in there.
Oh my gosh, that's great news.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing the bill and for your support of Kathy. And we're just so excited to see how this impacts the Food Center and the community. And yeah, we really appreciate it.
Oh, of course, congratulations. I look forward to celebrating with you all soon.
Thank you very much.
I was calling to let you know that we just passed the funding bills and the Three Rivers Park request was funded to $1.6 million.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's so happy to dispense your money. I would love to know what she gives to charity. I would love to know it. Wouldn't you love to know? I'll bet you she does it because Republicans, conservatives outgive leftists 3-1, 5-1. Outgive them. I mean, but they love to give away other people's money. And I mean, again, and I know you've heard this if you watch this podcast before, but it reminds me of that family that we gave the washer and dryer to here at the church. Gave it to him, brand new, bought it for him, gave it to him during their sob story. And then, of course, they get offended and leave the church because she is the typical leftist woman claiming to be a right winger. But anyway, I have a tendency to tick off leftist women. But anyway, even those who call themselves evangelical that are actually leftists who rule their husbands are terrified of them. But anyway, so they ended up leaving and then called us up and said, hey, you know, do you want us to return the washer and dryer? Because we didn't buy it for them. We just bought it for their home and it belonged to us. And they were like, or can we just give it to somebody else? They wanted to, you know, because they wanted to drive it over to somebody's house and say, look at what we're giving you. I'm like, who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket? There ain't no we here. That belongs to Foundation Church. So you can, and so they ask, can we just go ahead and give it to some people we know? Absolutely not. We'll come and get it. Thank you very much. That's all Ilhan Omar does all day long is hand out other people's money and then receives the accolades for handing out other people's money. Millions of dollars right there on the video. Millions of dollars for what? Sakaki National Park, the Brooklyn Center. What's that doing for you? $38 trillion in debt. She's acting like we're $38 trillion in the black. Like we got a $38 trillion bank account. No, we're $38 trillion in the freaking hole. And this was the worst October in the history of debt and deficit spending right now under the Trump administration. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fact. You're like, Tom, I thought you loved Trump. I do. This is not good. I love Trump. This is not good. It better be fixed. It's the least sexy thing in the world that's the biggest torpedo. So let me just show you this. Again, I'm doing a lot of theoretical stuff tonight. It's just fun. This is what it takes if we're going to win this battle. I'm going to show you what it takes, and I'm going to show you what has to be avoided. Jenna Ellis is what has to be avoided. Tim Pool just put up a video about a week ago just eviscerating this woman. Clarence Thomas and how he was when he was confirmed is what has to happen. We have to have that sort of attitude. You guys can run these videos right in a row. Mark Lewis video, we need more men like Clarence Thomas. Then Tim Pool video, she threw Trump under the bus. Play for me.
What's What's Clarence Thomas going to do?
I'd rather die than withdraw. If they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me.
So you'd still like to serve on the Supreme Court?
I'd rather die than withdraw from the process. Not for the purpose of serving on the Supreme Court, but for the purpose of not being driven out of this process. I would not be scared. I don't like bullies. I've never run from bullies. I never cry uncle, and I'm not going to cry uncle today, whether I want to be on the Supreme Court or not.
Of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court and apologize to the people of Georgia. Thank you.
You vile, vile woman. I'm sorry, man. I am so pissed. I understand the fear you must have when the state, when the Democratic Party is coming to destroy your life in a political persecution and prosecution. But man, is this pathetic. And now again, charges all dropped. And of course, we're going to hear from liberals saying, oh, well, it's because Trump's president. Sure thing, huh? I imagine that if Jenna Ellis stood up and said, I did nothing wrong, Donald Trump did nothing wrong. It is the right of all Americans to seek a redress of grievances. Nay, it is the foundation of this nation. And if a person believes that they have been unjustly treated in our democratic electoral processes, it is not just a moral duty. It is our obligation as Americans to stand up and say, I object. And through a legal proceeding, nonetheless. Now, if the illicit, subversive, and vile forces of the Democratic Party seek to attack and punish those who believe in this system, so be it. I will stand alone if no one else seeks to stand with me. But never will I bend my knee to corruption and lie, sacrificing others for personal benefit. That is what I truly believe. Burn it all down, cast me to the wolves, and throw me in the river. I will stand for what is true and just. But Jenna Ellis would not. She threw Trump under the bus. She threw everyone who spoke truth under the bus for herself because she feared what the machine would do. I warn you, what a country becomes when you have people this pathetic. When evil stands before men and says, I seek to destroy your way of life, and they say, just don't hurt me. I am sickened.
Yeah, what happens is when they're trying to destroy the country and all you're concerned about is, don't destroy me, well, what's left of you when the country's gone? I mean, again, it's people that try to preserve their job, like as a police officer during COVID, so they follow unconstitutional orders, but the country that provides you your job that you are currently preserving will soon be gone. So what job will you have? Nothing. It's just like all the congressmen men and women stealing our money so that they personally enrich themselves, but they're causing the devaluation of the dollar that they're stealing, so the dollars that they steal will be worth nothing. That makes sense, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jenna Ellis is like, Jenna Ellis, I don't know. We go back, and Aaron and I covered it the whole time. This podcast was around at that point, the corrupt 2020 election, stolen election of 2020. Everything that she espoused, I thought she was a pit bull. Remember? It's Giuliani, John Ellis, Sidney Powell. I thought she was a pit bull. Everything she espoused, everything in Colorado where she had to apologize to the Colorado board and took responsibility. Took responsibility for what, Jenna? And she still has a million followers on Twitter. I don't get it. And claims to be a Christian as you lie under oath. That's interesting. It's an interesting form of Christianity you got there, Jenna. Yeah. Very interesting form. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their place in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Revelation 21:8. Good luck with that, Jenna, being a coward and a liar. Because she's sitting there, and she's going, and she's bawling her brains out. And that's, isn't that what we need, by the way? Which I could go into a whole thing about machismo and how we actually need real men instead of crying women representing us. That's probably a good idea. Would everybody agree that we might need some good burly men instead of crying women? Just saying. But anyway, so she's up there. And you saw Clarence Thomas. You know what? Do whatever it is that you want to do. I am going to stand my ground. What's Jen Ellis do? Well, if you persecute me, I'll go ahead and lie, throw all and everything that she espoused at that time about the stolen election, about the stolen ballots, about the dead people voting, about the corruption in the machines was all true. All the entire case was dropped against Trump. Dropped. If she would have stood her ground, this is the Fannie Willis case, it's over right now. Over. But she didn't. She took a plea deal. So she's still technically guilty of these crimes. She took a plea deal. Trump's exonerated. She's guilty of crimes that didn't even exist. And she's got a criminal record now because she pled guilty to misdemeanor crimes that weren't crimes and that she didn't commit. And she actually had to lie to plead guilty to them because she wasn't guilty of them. All that entire case was Trump calling up Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, and saying, hey, Brad, I need 11,000 votes. There's nothing wrong with that. Go. He didn't say, go manufacture them. He said, go over the records. I need 11,000 votes. There's nothing wrong with that. And she's, I'm taking responsibility for what I've done. What did you do, Jenna? You espoused the truth? Why are you crying about espousing the truth? Because you're actually a liar. So a liar cries about espousing the truth. And then threw Trump under the bus. Basically saying that he was guilty of a crime because you're admitting, as his attorney, that you were guilty of a crime. And you caused other people to get disbarred. That's what cowards do to preserve yourself. You're preserving yourself, but you're destroying the country that provides for you. So how in the world are you actually preserving yourself when you're the source of your income and the source of your livelihood is then gone? Can anybody explain? Aaron, can you help me out?
No.
Okay. I mean, because we know here at Foundation Church, because 30 to 40% of the church left when we stayed open for COVID. I never closed, never will, never stood 6 feet apart, never masked, never vaxxed, never pimped and hoard any of the COVID mitigations from the pulpit ever. And not only did I not espouse any of them, I absolutely called out that harlotry of the church and everybody else every Sunday and every night that we podcasted. I got banned. I mean, we were getting 50,000 views per video, banned into oblivion. What would Jenna Ellis have done? Okay, she'll do exactly what Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin do. They take their four vaccines, and they get to be representative conservatives, but all the while really being controlled opposition because they won't say certain things because they're actually controlled by their leftist masters. Yep. Because we're going to let you be conservatives as long as you're not too conservative, as long as you don't cross this line. So what are you? You're a dirty little whore that they're using in the back of the limousine until they throw you out of the limousine, put away wet. That's who you are. And that's who Jenna Ellis is. That's who she is. Now, you got Clarence Thomas, a little different, right? He's willing just to take the licks. We here at Foundation Church, we had people threatening our lives. Okay. Never closed, never will. Simple as that. That means I go to jail. You're not going to see me up there. I take responsibility for my COVID idolatry. I don't think so, because everything we did was based in the truth. Spend all day on that. Let me go over this couple. I got a couple quick hitters here. Mr. Red Pills video. Farmers protest, part two. This is in Brussels. Farmers protest part two, and they are not playing around. This is all about the Bill Gates cow diet. I'm trying to think of the actual. What would be the actual?
Feed.
Yeah, feed. Yeah, cow feed. But what's the overall bovine? What's the whatever the term is for cattle farming? But anyway, this is the food that Bill Gates has come up with to limit their gaseous expulsions. Now, remember, so again, and think of this. Now, we're talking about Brussels, who's going to mitigate their cow farts while China has 1.4 billion people and millions of more cows does nothing. But yet, if you mitigate the Brussels farmers into bankruptcy by killing their cows with feed, like killing people with vaccinations, you're going to solve the climate crisis that doesn't exist. Play for me.
This video is going viral on Twitter because this is in Brussels. It's a farmers' protest again. The farmers are still pissed because they're mandating that they feed their cows Bovivar. You got to hear what's going on in freaking Europe, man. They're making them feed their cows a feed that the owner of Microsoft sponsors called Bovivar that reduces the emissions from the cows farting, literally. But farmers are reporting their cows are dropping like flies being fed this stuff. They push the police barricade out of the way and they hose the government building with manure or liquid freaking sludge, whatever, from their farm. They don't mess around. You've seen them dump truckloads of hay and manure and everything in front of the building. Now they're spraying the whole thing. And when the farmers wake up and all the citizens get fed by the farmers, whose side do you think the citizens are going to be on? You know what happens if you don't feed your cows the Bovivar feed? You get taxed out the yin yang. You basically go bankrupt if you do not feed your cows.
Now, I don't have time to deep dive into this, but this is, if you watch this podcast all the time, this is the living embodiment of the narrative and the agenda that they want to inflict upon all of us, which is to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them. How is this an example of that? If you don't feed your cattle Bovivar, which causes them to fart less, killing them, because you know what you need to do if you're a mammal? Can anybody guess? You need to fart. I don't care who you are. Doesn't matter whether you're a woman, a man, or anything else. You're going to fart. All right? I was walking my dog the other night, and it was like trading back and forth between the two of us. Because we're walking. Because we're both mammals. We're farting.
That's a bond.
That's right. We're bonding. We're out there male bonding. Yeah, right. He said it was great. And I'm like, oh, well, he just farted. And then he went again. You know, I'm like, this is great. This is man time right now. But anyway, but Bill Gates says, and Joe brought up a very valid point. Bill Gates says we have to mitigate their farts to save the world. One volcanic eruption, emits more CO2 than all human beings for 500 years and their cows. One volcanic eruption. And I know those numbers aren't 100% true, but it's that hyperbolic. It really is to that level, though. It's just like one of Bill Gates' private flights to Glasgow, Scotland for the World Climate Summit emits more CO2. That one flight. Remember, he flies over there in his private jet, gets on a helicopter, goes out to his diesel-driven private yacht that was driven over there. Okay? All of those activities are more CO2 than you, 761 people that are watching. Now, so there's a total of 764 of us, then all of us will emit ever, for all intents and purposes.
Yep.
The one trip. And these are the people telling us to mitigate. They're leveraging you into a one world commerce system by killing off your food supply, so you have to go to them for food. And when you have to go to them for food, they'll require you to have a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. It won't start off that way. It'll start off as QR codes on your various devices. So they will leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce to get your tooth pulled, to get groceries, to get air conditioning, to travel, entertainment, anything and everything, life, both life and death things and non-life and death things. And you can only access that via their qualifications. That's what this is. They kill off, this is John Kerry. We need to cut farming in half so people don't starve to death. That's John Kerry. Said that 4 years ago. We need to cut all world farming in half so people don't starve to death. Bill Gates, we can lower the Earth's population using vaccinations. That means that you're exterminating people via vaccination. What else could that mean? But it was said right there in the TED Talk, all of us have heard it a million times. Because that's who these monsters are. They're of their father, the devil, and they want to carry out their father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies, yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Jesus speaking, John 8:44-45. That's what it's all about. They want to kill off our food supply, so we have to go to them for their lab-grown meat. While they're eating ribeyes, you and I are eating bug eyes. While they're behind walls and guns, you and I are left with a defund the police movement and social workers showing up to our police calls. That's what it's all about. They want to control your behavior. They want you to live a nice, short 50-year life with 150 vaccinations and serve them the entire time. It's the way that every single human time frame goes in that totalitarian way until there is a resistance, and that is you and I. You and I are called, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 8, the restraining. All right, let me show you this one. Base Jessica video, RFK Jr. Today, over 100 members of Congress. Get this now. Aaron, you'll love this one. Mm. Aaron, you'll love it. Okay, you ready?
Sure, I'm sure.
Today, Over 100 members of Congress support a bill to fund Ozempic. I mean, all Ozempic does is shut down your immune system. I mean, it shuts down your digestive system forever. But I mean, please take it.
Well, you'll look good.
You will get thinner when you have no digestive system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like, you know, you won't get COVID when you're dead from the vaccine.
Right.
Mission accomplished.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Right. There you go. Yeah. Remember, that was their trial data, too. When they had what's called spontaneous abortions, miscarriages. In the Pfizer trials, they called that vaccine side effect, the spontaneous abortion, the miscarriage, naturally resolved.
Ah.
Well, same thing here. We shut down your immune system. You do, in fact, get thinner. So you die thinner. So mission accomplished. But anyway, today, 100 members of Congress. Oh, there couldn't be any Republicans doing this. I mean, we're $38 trillion in debt, right? I mean,
right.
Support a bill to fund Ozempic with Medicare money to the tune of $1,500 a month per person. Aaron, you got that clock? $1,500 a month per person on Ozempic?
Oh.
Okay, yeah. There's millions of people on Ozempic. Most of these members, Aaron, you're going to love this. Most of these members have taken money from the manufacturer of that product.
Oh.
Novo Nordisk, a European country, a European company. As everyone knows, once a drug is approved by Medicare, it then goes to Medicaid.
Good.
$1,500 a month per person. So 30 million people. $1,500 times 12 times 30 million people on Ozempic. Because what's the obesity rate in America? Anybody know? 74% of Americans are obese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my
74%.
Gosh.
Listen, I've struggled with weight, too. I get it. I'm just saying. Jeez. You know what? It gets to, you can bring it back to me. You know, it gets to the place. We're going to run that video. Gets to the place where, you know what? You just have to understand why you put on weight. You put on weight because you're eating more calories than you burn. You don't need a drug. God's got it all fixed up. I know every time. I've told you the story, especially if you attend the church. You've heard it 50 times. I have at least three or four categories of Tom. We have thin Tom, which I'm not right now. Then we have mini fat Tom. That's where I'm at right now. Mini fat. Then I have fat Tom. And then I have mega fat Tom. So there's four categories, and I keep all sets of clothes. If I go mega fat, I've got my 42-inch waist pants. When I'm thin Tom, I'm 36 inches. It really is. It's 6 inches. 6 inches. That's the difference in my waist when I'm fat. And you know what? I never think, man, I need to take a drug to get thinner. You know what I think? You know what? I maybe just need to ease up on the candy.
And Slurpees.
I remember one time I was getting really fat. And what I got in the habit of doing was my wife would make these giant pans of, what do you call it? Pan of brownies, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there with the entire, I'm talking about the one, everyone else would grab, like Joe would grab a brownie and he'd go eat it. Not me. I grabbed the entire pan with a knife and a canister of icing.
Oh my gosh.
And each bite, icing. Icing. And I looked at my wife and said, I think I'm going to have to stop that. And now I'm getting fat. I'm not. And by the way, Aaron knows, I'm very active. I'm super active. I move all day.
Yeah.
Okay, but even that level of activity, couldn't keep up with every single bite having icing on it and not a light amount of icing. All right, so here's RFK Jr. Play for me.
Today, over 100 members of Congress support a bill to fund Ozempic with Medicare at $1,500 a month. Most of these members have taken money from the manufacturer of that product, a European company called Novo Nordisk. As everyone knows, once a drug is approved for Medicare, it goes to Medicaid. And there is a push to recommend Ozempic for Americans as young as six over a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago. Since 74% of Americans are obese, the cost of all of them, if they take their Ozempic prescriptions, will be $3 trillion a year. This is a drug that has made Novo Nordisk the biggest company in Europe. It's a Danish company, but the Danish government does not recommend it. It recommends a change in diet to treat obesity and exercise. Virtually Novo Nordisk's entire value is based upon its projections of what Ozempic is going to sell to Americans. For half the price of Ozempic, we could purchase regeneratively raised organic agriculture, or organic food for every American, three meals a day, and gym membership for every obese American. Why are members of Congress doing the bidding of this Danish company instead of standing up for American farmers and children? Because Novo Nordisk is one of the largest funders of medical research, the media and politicians and the medical schools all go along with them.
So for the amount of money that they're going to spend on Novo Nordisk's Ozempic for everybody, everybody in the United States could have a gym membership and nutrition counseling. But instead of that, and Aaron actually brought up a very valid point, instead of, like, there's a specific surgery that he was talking about that won't, I mean, I'm talking about essential surgery. That won't be covered, but people's Ozempic will be. I'm talking about like a hernia surgery will not be covered, but people's Ozempic will be. That's the state. Why? And why is that? Because members of Congress are profiting off of Ozempic being made essential. Ozempic now becoming Medicaid funded. They profit off of it, just like they profited off of Moderna's vaccination, because it's the fascistic merging of governance and corporatism. That's what fascism is. Fascism has nothing to do with racism. Fascism is corporatism merged with governance. That's what fascism is. And because members of Congress, because that's all that it's about, is personal profit. Let me get as much as I can, even though I'm destroying the source of all that money. In Congress, the MO for all members, for most members of Congress, is to get all the money that they can through various corrupt sources and NGOs, and through the whole, you know, like 75 members of Congress had Pfizer stock when they mandated the vaccine to all government employees, including the military. And all governmental contractors, too. So they all profited off of it. Now, they all will get as much as they can while destroying the government that validates the currency that they corruptly got. So that currency will be meaningless also. Again, that's just the deep understanding of all of it. But now you understand. So that's what they're doing, because many of them don't get money from Novo Nordisk. So now, since they're getting money from Novo, isn't that just outright bribery? So now, since they're getting money from Novo Nordisk, which is a foreign company, they now will basically, for ease of conversation, I was going to say, it's not mandated, but they will now, because that's how it worked pretty much with the COVID vaccinations, became mandated. But now they are governmentally sponsored medications so that you can get Ozempic under Medicaid. Shouldn't you be getting heart surgery under Medicaid? Shouldn't you be getting ACL repairs under Medicaid? Not, you know, obesity medication that all you need to do is stop eating and all that obesity will go away? Obesity is not a disease. Obesity has got nothing to do with disease. Obesity is just bad habits. Believe me, I've been fat a lot. I know. All right, 1016. That's it. Rumble Rants tonight. Charlie, 340, big one, $100. Thank you so much. Jules, 21 hours, $20. Thank you guys so much. Really do appreciate you. Love you guys in the chat. 771 people watching right now. Love you guys so much. Make it all worthwhile. Thank you for letting me scream at you for a full hour and 16 minutes. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. You'll love it. We've got a little Trump Christmas at the end. You'll love it. It's short, maybe 5 minutes at most. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.